This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The annual Girls Rock Carbondale is coming up in July, and the program is in need of your help, volunteers as well as supporters, and campers for that matter, too. One of the organizers of the Girls Rock program is Carson Cates. Carson, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you.
When people think about this program, some people are familiar, some are not. So can we just get an overview? What is Girls Rock Carbondale and how can people get involved?
Yeah, so Girls Rock Carbondale is a week-long summer camp. We do it every year. It is open to girls, trans, and gender nonconforming youth. The youth sign up, they pick an instrument, we place them into bands, lend them instruments for the week, and then they spend the week working with their band, writing a song, learning their instrument, and then we also do a bunch of like social justice and radical type workshops where we teach them about like empathy, and I think this year we're doing a self-defense one. And then in the afternoon they do a merch shop workshop where they learn how to screen print their a band tee that they design themselves, cut out, and do the whole thing.
Kind of a business as well as the arts.
Yeah, the merch shop is usually because we like really have a focus on DIY, like making your own stuff, and a lot of the camp is like geared around like who makes media and why they make media and how we put our own creations out into the world and like representation.
When you talk about underrepresented groups, at times you mentioned non-binary, trans, and women for that matter too. The arts are a way for that expression to get out. Do you find that a lot of students maybe start the week without knowing where their voice is and they find it as the week goes on?
Yes, absolutely.
What types of stories do you see and hear, and what do you hear from campers that maybe come back from year to year?
We have a lot of campers that explore their gender identity at camp or after camp and come back and maybe have like a slightly different identity. We also have kids who have struggled with racism and oppression in other ways. So sometimes our stories are rooted in that.
How can people get involved? I know you're looking for volunteers. A lot of people will look at that and think, well, I don't have experience in music or I don't have experience in these types of areas. Are they still welcome?
Oh, absolutely. Not all of our volunteers have music experience. One big thing is we need people to help us load all of our gear out. Basically, before camp, we load all our gear to the new school from Cristado's, and then we move it back at the end of the week. Anyone who is available and able-bodied and can strong enough to lift some pretty heavy stuff, although we do have lighter things that people who aren't as strong can pick up. We need to load it all from the basement of Cristado's into a U-Haul, and then we drive it to camp, and then we need people to meet us there and to unload it from the U-Haul into the new school so that way it's ready for camp week. And that's actually a big thing that we need because a few of our volunteers are kind of limited in how much they can actually lift up.
This is something, too, that people can get involved just by going to the website and learning more. This is awareness as much as it is an experience for these kids, right?
Yeah.
Girls Rock Carbondale is the website if you'd like more information. And as Carson mentioned, they need roadies. Those would be the people that help set up, break down, move things, camp counselors, band coaches, instrument instructors, even the food crew if you'd like to just help out in making sure the kids are fed, have some good healthy snacks and meals as a part of this. The camp is July 8th through the 12th. And as Carson said, it's at Carbondale New School. And then there's a showcase on July the 13th. That's so that the students and the campers can kind of show off what they've learned and what they've created over the week. Am I right?
Yes.
What do you hope for kids that go through this? It's grades 4 through 12.
Yep.
So kind of entering that stage where they're not children anymore. They're young teens, young adults. What are you hoping as they graduate out of that?
Well, I think a big thing that I hope for with the campers is that they learn that trying new things is cool. A lot of them come with no musical experience, and we don't expect them to learn how to play an instrument in a week. It's just actually impossible. So some of them only ever have this week where they even touch an instrument or use it, but they all pull it together and put on a showcase. So I want, I'm always really excited when campers feel like they accomplished something. I get really excited when they learn how to work well with each other. And I love like whenever the campers start really respecting each other as individuals and people.
How important is it, that social justice aspect that you talked about earlier, how important is it for the campers to understand the theme of the week or what they're really working for?
It's pretty important. I think we do a good job at getting them to understand things. We get great responses when we do our media literacy workshop. They can really see like how media is affecting them, or like what kind of they like. We like try to teach them to learn like what message media is sending to you, and how to send out your own message with media. And when they can do that, that's really powerful. They do a zine making workshop too, usually, where they make their own page of a zine, and then we put out a camper zine. And it's really cool to see what they do with their one free page.
You can find more, again, at girlsrockcarbondale.com. That's the website where you can find more information if you'd like to be a volunteer. If you know a young person that would like to be involved, again, the camp is July 8th through the 12th with a showcase on the 13th. They do some recording in the days after that as well. You can get more information, again, at girlsrockcarbondale.com. Carson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.